I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to Reality with Will and Jovu. We are now on episode 6 and the Love Island Villa is heating up, or the Casa Amor drama. Woo! I don't know what to say about certain people in that villa, honestly. But look, joining me to dissect the latest news and gossip from the world of Love Island is Antigone and Charlie, everybody!
Hello!
I'm loving how you lot have been doing a whole press run today in different outfits.
Listen, I'm not going to do more than one thing in the same outfit.
Yeah, literally. So we met for the first time on After Sun the other day. That was really good fun.
Very good fun.
It was really good fun. Love that show. The first time me and you met was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, we got in trouble. I got in trouble straight away for literally spilling the tea.
Me and Antigone straight away were like, what happened to the villa? What did you think about this? Straight away. And then we got separated because we were both like...
What, did you meet before or after some?
Yeah, so we met in the after some, but in the green room. Right. So I was like in my own dressing room and I was like watching the show on my own, and then I started getting lonely. So I was like, where's everyone?
Yeah.
So then I came to the green room, Will was there. We started like getting straight into the questions, and they were like, Antigone, would you mind just going back to your dressing
room? Yeah, because we were just getting too into it, so that would probably spoil the show. But look, how does it feel to be back out now on UK soil? How many days was it? Was it a little holiday? Was it a bank holiday for you? How many days was it for your time in the villa?
We were in there for 8 days.
That's a good 8 days.
I mean, listen, I'll be real. When I left, I bawled.
Really?
Because I was like, if I'm being honest, I felt embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, like, I've only gone in for a week. And I was like, I just felt like I'm going to come back. And this is just like, I've ruined my music career.
No, you haven't.
I know that now. But when you come out, you're like, I'm like, I've only been there for a week. You can't speak to your family for a couple of days because they don't know you've been out. And you're like, so I was like freaking out a little bit. But actually, the universe works in magical ways. As my friend Chucky says, the butter melted perfectly on the toast.
Yeah.
It was the right time for me to leave. I came back to such a lovely, lovely reception. I went to Pride. And I feel like I'm so grateful for the experience now. And it's so nice to be back.
Exactly. How does it feel for you?
Yeah, good. Like, same for Antigone. Very short but sweet.
Were you upset when you left?
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame. But, like, you know what? It is what it is. These things happen. I think it was a bit of a toss-up between Jay and I. For Antigone, it was a bit more of a shock, I think, internally in the villa. I don't know how it came across, on the episode.
Everyone was quite.
But I think, I think it was more close between Jay and I. And I think the girls just, basically had a better relationship with Jay and thought he might be willing to take a risk more. But yeah, it is what it is, and yeah, I enjoyed the experience. It was great.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you two in the villa, obviously, you were dumped as a couple on the island.
Can you see we're so in love?
And but I'm not going to lie, like, I was kind of shipping you two at one point. I said to myself, well, I wouldn't mind seeing these two get together. Do you feel like there's any potential for you two to maybe in the future get to know each other in that way?
We're securely in the friend zone.
We're deep in the friend zone.
We're wingman each other.
We're going to say each other.
So basically, guys, if you want to date Antigone, hit me up.
Stop pimping me out, Charlie.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Wow. Oh my gosh. But look, I feel like quite a few people kind of wanted to get to know you. Obviously, Davide, Jay as well at one point. Like, who was it for you that you were kind of getting along with really, really well?
I really, really got along with Davide. Like, we're very similar people.
Yeah.
We're both very straight talking. We're both kind of no bullshit to the point kind of people. And
yeah.
I really liked that about him. I knew that, like, if something was to grow, then it would have been very organic and whatever.
Yeah.
Jay, when I got there, like, was the person that I had my eye on. Like, I was like, right, he's really handsome.
He's a handsome chap, he is.
He is,
yeah.
Indeed. And
you know what? I'm actually quite surprised that, like, Jay was someone you go for.
But, like, as we got...
I get he's, like fuck, I didn't really know... Fucking, sorry, I'm allowed to swear.
Yeah, sorry.
I get he's a... I'm not going to swear now, anyway. I get he's a really good-looking guy. Probably one of the best-looking guys I've met, but...
Oh, well, that's a big statement to make, you know.
Yeah, he is very good-looking.
I can
see
it through the screen, I can tell.
Anyway.
How tall is he? He's quite tall. Sorry, I'm just...
Yeah, he's quite... He's tall, yeah. He's like
good
six,
to know, good to
he's
know.
He's, like, 6'2", 6'1", yeah. So... Yeah. But I just thought, like... Obviously, he's stunning, but, like, I just thought personality-wise, maybe he wouldn't be your type.
Well, do you know what it is? Like, I think, actually... You know, maybe it was that we were going to get to know each other and see, but actually, I don't know if we really outside would have been that compatible. But, like, I think Charlie kind of hit it on the head a bit earlier with the Davide thing. Like, what did you say?
I can't remember.
Me and him, like, that we're both.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what? That you guys were basically like very much.
No, but, like, isn't we're both quite proud people.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So basically, sorry, do you want to carry on?
No, go for it.
So basically, I think. Antigone and Davide obviously, like, were in a couple, and I think there was potentially a bit of attraction there from both sides.
Yeah.
But Davide is the type of guy who always has girls sort of coming to him, hitting on him.
Antigone, why didn't you want to be that person?
No, and Antigone is also sort of someone who wants to be number one as well. So I feel like there was, if they had both sort of expressed that they liked each other at the start, there might have been something, but they were kind of both quite proud and, like, sort of kept themselves, do you know what I mean? Like, didn't want to, like, put themselves out there, maybe.
Yeah,
not
but
put
like,
themselves
I think,
out
I think
there,
Davide
but.
Davide got wind that, okay, cool, when I first got there, like, I had my eye on Jay. Mm. So I think for him, he's like, all right, cool. The same way when I realised Jay had his eye on Paige, I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
Mm.
Whereas, like, I think, you know, potentially there could have been something, but. As friends, we got along so well as well.
Yeah.
But we're very
but that's
similar.
How it starts, though, isn't it?
It starts off as friends,
then you grow into...
That's the thing, we were only coupled up for 2 days. So
yeah.
It's like, normally there's a week between a recoupling. So we didn't... I think it was, like, getting there. Like,
yeah.
But we didn't really get the chance to, like, cross that line. But I'm not mad at it. Like,
okay.
I'm actually really happy for him and Ekin.
And obviously,
great.
At that point, Ekin Sue, did she kind of make it clear to you that she was going to choose Davide? Or what was the deal there?
No. She did not. She literally made out to everyone that she was going to pick Charlie.
So
literally, like, every girl in there, there was a reason why, like, everyone in the villa reacted like that, because it's like she went out of her way to make everyone think she was going to pick Charlie.
I tell you what it was. It was mixed messages, because basically, leading up to it, I sussed the vibe. I was like, yeah, we're not really getting on. I don't think she's going to pick me. And then I think I started, like, sort of having conversations with other people.
Yeah.
And when that came about, she kind of went to all of the girls, I think, and said, like, I'm going to pick Charlie. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, she
and then I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, well, you must have been confused.
Yeah, I was very confused. I did ask her, like, what's going on, and just to understand fully, and she wasn't that transparent with me the days before. I think maybe she was still working it out, or she was just kind of saving it for... The recoupling. I don't know.
She was saving it for the moment. And the thing is that, like, if she wasn't sure and she was figuring it out, like, I don't think she owed me anything.
Yeah.
I didn't own Davide, I didn't own anybody, and I didn't feel like she needed to, like, explain herself to me. It was the thing that bothered me was that the misleading. It was like, I think. But you know what? She's brilliant, you know, and I like her as a person.
But I guess just, what you wanted was honesty.
Yeah, just a bit of, like, we're just not even just honesty, just not dishonesty. Because all the girls were like, what? Because she'd, like, pulled Gemma and, was it Gemma and India? Two of the girls for a chat and basically made out to them, like, oh, I'm not going to pick Davide. He told me if we couple up, he's not making me coffee, he's not making an effort, so I'm not going to pick him. I'm going to... Like, it made out like she was going to pick Charlie, which is like, you know, she should pick whoever she wants.
Yeah.
But we're all in there. We're all humans. We're all trying to figure out what we're doing and figure out like where we're at and where we stand with people. So that was why it was just a bit frustrating, just because it was like, you know, even if you just pulled me to the side at lunch and was just like, babes.
Yeah, this is what I want to do.
Do you know what I mean? Not because I own anybody. I don't think that. It's just because, like, then it left us a bit blindsided. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Can we talk about that recoupling moment? Because when the couples got announced, you said something. What was it? You were like, crap! Or something like that.
No, I forgot.
What word did you use?
I don't remember. I haven't watched the episode
back yet. You were like, crap! Or like, I don't want to say the F word, but like,
I said crap.
Something along those lines.
I think I've seen a tweet that I said something like,
yeah, you said something, but I think that was like
this is pissing me off.
Yeah, you had like an instant reaction. What was your reasoning behind that reaction, basically?
Because, okay, since when does the new girl pick last? I love... Like, has that ever happened?
Hold on, so was it a pride thing? Were you just upset that, like, hold on, why am I in this situation?
No, it was just that, like, I was in a situation where...
Really? She was like, for fuck's sake, oh, I've got
Charlie.
Oh,
don't want to be lumped.
But that's, no, but that's what people were saying. That's what people online were saying, that, oh, God, it's Charlie.
Charlie knows that.
Literally, everyone was like, oh, he's the fucking last pick.
Listen, you know, I know the situation. I'm sure Charlie would have, like, felt the same as well.
Just being in that situation,
of course.
We were friends. We knew it was completely platonic. And there was, like... And now, like the other situations, it was like I was having a really good time with Davide. We were really getting along, and we'd only been paired up for a couple of days. He'd kind of expressed to me that he wanted me to pick him, and Jay had said he wanted to get to know me and whatever. So I was like, all right, cool. You know what? I might not get to go first out of me, Ek and Danica, who were kind of the ones that we're not sure who's picking.
Yeah.
So you know, if Ek goes for Davide, I'll pick Jay. If Danique, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically, you had it all planned in your head.
It was like, well, not necessarily in my head, just in terms of like what the situation was.
Yeah.
And I knew that Jay had kind of expressed that he wanted to get to know me and whatever.
Yeah.
So it was just a bit like, I didn't get to choose. I didn't get to choose for my time period in Love Island.
Because Jay also wanted to get to know you, but Danica chose Jay. Even when... Jay had told Danica, I went to get to know Antigone.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
You see, that was part of the reason why, I guess, like, I was a bit, like, that was, you know, me maybe reacting like that in that moment, because I was just a bit like, why have you done that? Do you know what I mean? Because it was a bit like...
Do you not feel like everyone was just trying to save themselves? I feel like at that point, I saw a lot of, like, chess and game playing going on. I'm like, oh.
I guess
That's kind of what that moment was for me.
I guess so. Danica's actually a really lovely girl. We spent a lot of time together because we were both the two
single girls. She seems
single
like girls. A lovely girl. Yeah,
she is. Right. We were both the two single girls in there. So we spent a lot of time, and she was really comforting to me, and vice versa, I'd like to think. So it wasn't that there was any bad vibes, but it was just more of a thing where it's like, look, there's a situation here where if I'm with Charlie, we're in a friendship couple. If you're with Charlie, you're in a friendship couple. And if you're with Jay, you're in a friendship couple.
Yeah.
But if I'm with Jay, there's a potential for something here. So it was just a bit like, he said to you, he wanted to get to know me. He didn't want to get to know you. So it was just like on a relationship-y vibe. So it was just a bit like, why'd you do that?
Yeah,
it was just a bit jarring. Like, it's not the end of the world.
No, but I think it comes down to the fact that this is a game as well.
Yeah, I guess I don't think
crap.
Like that.
Yeah, it's a game.
I don't think like that. Like, genuinely, like, it's just, if it was the other way around, genuinely, if I was going to be in a friendship couple either way, but she had a potential to maybe, I just wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not that deep. As you probably saw in the episode, at first I was a bit annoyed, and then I checked myself and I said, listen, it's not that deep.
It is what it is.
I pulled her to the side and I said, listen, I'm not mad at you. I just feel like the situation was a bit annoying at the time, but it's fine. And me and Charlie have been having jokes ever since, so it's not a bad thing. It's all good.
Yeah. Now, wait, let's push the microphone a bit more closer towards you. Now, Charlie, obviously, you mentioned briefly as well, obviously, coupled up with Ek and Sue at one point.
Yes, I was indeed.
Let's go back to the beginning of that whole scenario. When that happened, were you like, all right, I want to get to know her? Like, how did it go from the beginning?
So, obviously, I arrived, and on my first day, I had two dates. Picked Tash and Ek and Sue. Both dates went well. Got on with them well. And
both equally well? Was there one that you preferred over the other?
Well, for me, I think Ek and Sue after the, like, I got on with both girls really well.
Yeah.
But I think Ek and Sue was just a bit more sort of to the point in the fact that she wanted to get to know me, versus Tasha, who said she was intrigued by me, but like, obviously she was in a stable couple. So for me, I had to recouple that evening after the dates, and it was all like a bit much, you know. I couldn't necessarily suss the situation in that time. So based off what I had in front of me, I picked Ekin-Su. If I'd been given like a bit of extra time, my decision may have been different, but it's hard to say.
Yeah. And like, obviously, when you picked her, I'm assuming you were spending time with her, getting to know her. Did you feel like, all right, cool, there could be something brewing here between you two? Or did you instantly know, actually, it might not work?
I mean, like, initially, I was sort of keeping an open mind. I was just getting to know both girls, Tasha and Ekin-Su. And then sort of after the recoupling, obviously, there was a bit of backlash from the boys with Tash.
Yeah.
And for her, basically, entertaining, wanting to get to know me and that sort of stuff. And I think that put a bit of sort of pressure on our sort of like chats after that, because she felt a little bit sort of like, it just felt a bit weird, I think. And I think that might have like ruined anything that could have happened between us.
Very quickly on Tash, when you were talking to her, did you think to yourself, if I wanted to, I can just steal her off Andrew?
Well, I mean, I definitely felt like we were like getting on well, and it did go through my mind, you know, why don't I just fucking go for Tash?
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about it a bit more logically, in that like I can get to know Tash while I'm coupled with Ekin-Su. I'm keeping my options open from the start. You know what I mean? I was only there for 24 hours, so when I made the decision, so. That was my plan, and then it kind of backfired because Tash took a backseat on it because of what happened, and then it was just myself and Ekin-Su. Obviously, Ekin-Su's lovely as well. Like it's not like one's better than the other by at all. Like Ekin-Su's beautiful and she's a lovely girl. After that, I put all my efforts into Ekin-Su, and it wasn't really going anywhere. I could kind of. Like, neither of us were sort of, like, vibing it at all, so, yeah.
But is that because of maybe her feelings towards Davide? Like, did you soon start to realise that actually not her mind is still with Davide?
So that was another thing I was kind of conscious of when I first came in, because obviously she was...
And you've seen it before, and you've watched before. So you kind of knew.
I'd watched up, right to, like, the episode before I came in, and obviously I was aware of her history with Davide, and then she'd just come out of a thing with Jay. So I was always quite conscious that, you know... Timing wise, it was very convenient me coming in then and her showing interest in me.
Yeah.
So I was always sort of like taking it with a pinch of salt, her interest in me. But I don't know. I think she was genuinely like interested in me on a surface level. But then once we got to know each other, it was kind of obvious we were both sort of like not really a good fit.
Yeah. And what would you have done differently? Like, are there any girls in there now? Actually, even Kaiser and Moore, both of you, like. Obviously, there's now a whole heap of new girls and boys in the mix. Is there anyone you think, oh, actually, I probably would have gone for you if I was still there or for you?
Do you know what? Once we met the Castro Moore boys, they're all like lovely looking boys and seem really nice. But when we watched the episodes, I was like, they all seem quite young for me. So actually, when I saw that, I was like, you know what? I'm happy for Danica because in a really nice way. Her and Josh seem like they really vibe.
They do. I'm happy for her. Yeah,
like they look beautiful together. Like what a beautiful pair. And they just seem like they really click. Whereas I don't think actually maybe there was the right person for me in there either. So, you know, life works the way that it should. And I'm happy for her that she's doing her thing now and finding someone.
And what about you? Anyone in Castle More you thought?
To be honest, I actually... I wouldn't say there was anyone that really stuck out for me. Fair enough. Like... China, the girl that Jay's seeing, looks quite nice. She looks...
Stunning, for sure.
Yeah, and she seems like she's got something to her. Like, she's quite intriguing. But, I actually think the original girls...
Yeah, you prefer the original girls.
I prefer the original girls, just, like, more generally, I think so.
Yeah, and before we proceed into Catherine Moore, can we talk about that heart race challenge?
Of course.
It was so
my favourite challenge.
Wait, you've seen the clips, you've seen the memes. How did you feel about it all?
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing experience, something I will never forget, that's for sure.
But in the moment, you were just giving it, you were just doing what you thought was right.
Mate, honestly, all of us getting ready, all the boys getting ready before we went out was probably one of the funniest moments I've had in the villa. Like, everyone just gassing each other up, like, to do the stupidest stuff.
Yeah.
As you've seen. But yeah, it was great fun, mate. Just can't take yourself too seriously, can you?
Me and the girls were terrified. Like, as in, other than Danico, who like
terrified.
No, you don't understand. You don't understand. We were terrified. Other than Danico, who literally does this, and she is like had it down.
Yeah.
And Tasha as well. She dances. The rest of us were like, oh my god. Like me and Gemma in particular. Which is like, because I love performing, I'm a singer or whatever, yeah, and I dance with, but like, I don't dance on people, you know? Mm-hmm. So we were just having so much fun in the changing rooms, like going with, like, trying to like psych each other up, coming up with like,
you okay, can do this.
Yeah, like, right, what are you gonna do? It's like, okay, I'm gonna crawl to this person, I'm gonna do this to this person. And we were like trying to plan it, and then we were like, we could not show that we're nervous when we go out. Like, so when I watched it back, I was like, we look fierce. If you saw us before.
Yeah, you lot went in. I'm like, ooh.
Did any of the girls actually like plan what they're doing for each boy, or was it more like improv?
Well, it was like, I think we all had plans of like things we were going to do. We didn't know what order you guys would be sitting in or anything.
So it was
a bit like, okay, I might do this to one person. I might do this. Like, for some reason, all of us sucked on Luca's finger. Like, I don't know
Everyone
why.
Everyone wants
like,
Luca's finger.
But it wasn't planned like
was
that.
Was it tasty?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I don't,
right, okay.
The whole thing is just a big blur. Like, as in, it was such a like whirlwind. But there was like some funny bits. Like, I had my little hood on.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, I'm gonna give my little string to the first person to like bite the string and like undo the thing that was you.
That was me. Yeah,
I don't think
it
got shown, but it was really smooth.
Yeah, it was very smooth.
So I was like, bite this, and then like bit it, and it came off, and I was like, okay, cool. Booty revealed.
And what was it like afterwards? Because, you know, like, were any of the girls like, you were on my man for a bit too long?
No, like, or like, everyone set the tone.
Okay.
So Paige was like, girls, I don't care what you do, we need to win. Get the horse racing, lips jacks, do what you need to do, I don't care. She was like that. Tasha was like, I'd rather nobody kissed Andrew. And India was like, yeah. I mean, you lot don't need to do too much to Dami. So everyone kind of set the tone on what they wanted.
But I feel like with the results, some people still felt some type of way. They're like, you know, why wasn't your heart racing for me and we're coupled up? Like, there was still some tension here and there and around.
Yeah, I think that was a bit childish, if you ask me.
A bit childish.
Like, you can get your heart racing. Mm. Like, for it could be because you think they're the worst. Or because you think they're the funniest, or because you think it's like whatever. And like, I was actually funny enough.
Factors,
I was talking to my dad about it. He was like, you know, all you need to do to get someone's heart racing is lift them up. So apparently, when you stand somebody up, that instantly raises your heart rate.
No, but this is different because if someone raises your heart rate the highest,
yeah,
it means they're really getting you feeling excited.
Yeah, but it could be that like you feel really uncomfortable, or you feel. Do you know what I mean? My point was, it doesn't really mean anything. So I said to the girls as well who felt like a bit upset about it. I was like, I really think you guys are being silly. Like, your man's really, really like you. Like, it doesn't mean anything because.
I mean, like, if you split up over something like that, that's just a bit silly, isn't it?
Literally, it could be the fact that like they did something that made you, that tickled you, or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
or made you jump.
Yeah,
but then now it's
exactly.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like the person that you find the sexiest.
Yeah.
It might be the person that you're most uncomfortable with, like, because you're like, get off me.
Stop.
No, I don't like that.
But let's get straight into Casa. Wow. Casa Amor was my favourite part of Love Island. It is the drama. It just keeps on giving. Now, we're going to kick off talking about the whole, obviously, Dami and India situation. Obviously, Dami has been talking to Summer.
Oh, God.
And India has been talking to Deji.
Deji seems cool, though, you know?
I'm not going to lie. Like, a couple of episodes ago, I said to myself, yeah, you know, I want Dami and India to win. But actually, I'm kind of rooting for Deji in India. Yeah. I feel like, look, I feel like,
ooh, like
look,
rooting for
I'm not going to lie,
yeah.
I feel like in the beginning, like, love Akena, I've got love for you, don't worry. But in the beginning, Akena was a bit shy, and I feel like India needed a bit more oomph. Mm-hmm. Then we stepped up to Dami, who's had a little bit more oomph.
Yeah.
But now I feel like this level of oomph that Deji has, this level of confidence, this level of forwardness, you know, like letting her know what he wants and vice versa, it's what she needs.
You know what? You're not wrong, but I do love Dami and India together so much. Like,
really?
When they're together in the villa, they're just like the most infectious, cute couple. Like, I'm rooting for them to win still.
Yeah, they seem.
But
very
let's
good
think.
Together.
All right, but let's think about what's happened in Casa Amor. We've seen the way Dami's been moving in Casa. Dami is, you know, testing his bond with India by getting to know Summer and all this stuff.
That three-way kiss as well. He's a cheeky little boy, isn't he?
So, you know, what do you think about that in terms of loyalty? Like,
no, that's actually
India
out of order. Three-way kiss thing.
That was very much out of a challenge, very voluntary, very much living my best life.
Yeah, and it's nothing to do with getting to know a connection or anything. That is just you having fun.
Can't even say you were drunk because he was just there enjoying his best life.
We know you're not drunk. You only had maximum two glasses.
So what are we thinking about them now? Like, what is the state?
I don't know.
I think they'll both stick. I don't think they're going to come back.
I think they're both twisting.
Do you think?
I actually think India's going to twist. Because she said, like, in the outside world, I'd get to know two people. So why can't I just get to know both of them?
And she keeps saying that with Deji, he reminds me of home because of his London accent.
That's the thing. There's something that us Londoners have.
The voice, the tone, the energy, the aura.
There's a familiarity. Yeah. There's something there. So I can really see why she has that connection with him. Mm. But I think that they will go back to, the main villa and they'll pick back up, I think.
Later on.
Yeah. I think that they will. That's my prediction. But my predictions have been so off, so I don't even know.
But when India actually finds out how Dami's been moving, come on, she's just going to be like, no, thank you.
But she herself has said, like, look.
But she's not been moving too wild, though, I don't think.
No, but she has said, I don't mind him getting to know people. She's like, you know, we're not together. Like,
there's a difference between getting to know people and having three-way kisses outside of challenges.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a very big difference.
I'd be fuming.
You'd be fuming.
I mean, we said
I don't believe that you need to, like, test, like, sorry.
We did say this earlier, though, like, obviously, the whole situation, they're just seeing each other. It is, I think they're in their own rights.
They're not even an exclusive thing, but still,
you know,
I don't know though. They've been like together for like a month, like maybe a couple of weeks for them too, right? But I just think it's not every day you need to be tested. It's not every day like, oh, let me get with somebody else to see if I really like you. It's like, no, we're all humans. You're gonna.
Sis, it's not every day. It shouldn't be happening.
Exactly.
Like, we should just never do
that.
I'm
saying the narrative
in
Love Island. Yeah, because they're all saying that. I just think that's an excuse, like, personally. I think at the end of the day, we're all human beings. You're going to be tempted. Like, you could be in the happiest relationship ever and love your partner so much. You're still going to meet somebody sometimes who, if you were single, you would.
Yeah.
But that is up to you to decide if your connection is stronger. You don't have to test that to do that. Like, yeah.
Charlie, you would have had a field day in Castle Rock. You would have been talking to everyone.
I would have loved
you would have been like, Antigone who?
No,
what do you mean? You don't think my bond is strong enough? What the fuck?
To be honest, yeah.
To be honest, I
was pretty gutted. I couldn't get in there, to be honest.
Oh, like, yeah.
He was so close to it as well. I know. Because we all, like, sort of predicted it was coming in the villa. And, like,
oh, so you lot were actually talking, like, when's Castle coming?
It's definitely around the corner. And we actually all called it. We were like, there's going to have to be a recoupling. And then they'll have to dump someone. And then I reckon
so you guys actually sit there and predict when the recoupling could be.
Wow. There's a lot of, like,
speculation.
That's
so cool.
So we actually got it right.
Yeah, we did get it right. We knew there was going to be a dumping before Casa.
Yeah.
And, like, so, and also I felt like it was a bit of a weird week in the sense of, like, we got there. It was an even number of girls and boys because we arrived on the same day.
Yeah.
We did a recoupling where no one got dumped.
Yeah.
And then we did another recoupling 2 days later with the exact same group of people with no one getting dumped again. So it's a bit unusual.
Yeah.
So we were like, somebody has to get dumped next. That's what's up next. And then we got dumped, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got booted.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got booted.
And what are we thinking about? This next couple I'm about to talk about, I'm not going to lie, I'm rooting for them actually to win the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they've been very unproblematic. I feel like Casa and Moore has actually shown the best of their relationship. I feel like they are going from strength to strength. They've gone through a number of hurdles and they are just killing
Gemma
it.
And Luca.
Gemma and Luca. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I don't care what anyone says. Those two are going to win the show.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, even Luca is riding in Casa
for her.
And, like, even just everything. Even Gemma, like, they're both showing, like, strong signs of maturity of a couple that are going to last even outside the villa. Because there are certain 100%. Couples, FYI, in there, who, even though on the show, you're like, oh, they're so cute. Oh, my gosh, they're so adorable. But outside the villa, I don't know if they'll last. But these two,
I
can see a long future.
In a way, it goes back to what we were just saying about the fact that, like, Luca's like, no, I know I've got something real with Gemma. I don't need to get to know
these
people.
He doesn't need to.
And that's what I mean, is that, like, realistically, if your thing is strong enough with somebody, you don't need to, like, go and get with other people to know that you like that person.
Yeah.
It's a bit dumb, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but what are we thinking about the strength of Gemma and Luca?
Yeah, they're strong.
Yeah, I think they're very strong.
Obviously, like, you guys were in there. You saw it. What did it feel like when you were in
there? Yeah, I think having come out, like, it seems like a lot of people think that Luca's more into Gemma, but like having been there and seen it firsthand, they're definitely like equally as into each other. It's a strong relationship, I think. And yeah, I think Gemma just probably isn't as, I don't know. She doesn't show it as much, like, publicly, maybe.
But she's
I don't know. Or maybe, yeah, very, I think so, yeah.
She really is.
I think they're a really strong
couple.
That's
so adorable.
But what you were saying about them, you thinking them they're going to win, I think if Davide and Ekin-Su get through Castor and Moore,
They're winning.
Whoa!
Because everyone loves them.
Yeah, like, I think Davide and Ekin will win. Charlie really wants... Everyone keeps asking who wants to win, and Charlie's like Davide by himself, and he takes the money.
Do you know what? So I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday.
Yeah.
I think that if Ekin-Su got to the finals, I think she'd be like, "I'm taking the money. I can just see her doing it."
I mean, do you know what, Loki?
No one's ever done that.
I would love it if someone did it this year.
I can see it happening.
It'd be so good, wouldn't it?
I can see it happening.
It would almost be like Love Island, all levels unlocked. Do you know what I mean?
Literally.
But I kind of low-key want Ekin and Davide to win now.
Yeah, I do as well.
Okay, can I just say, again, I think that they could get to the finals and they could win. However, I don't think they'd last in the outside world. I think they're actually quite similar in a weird way. Like, in terms of, like, the longevity of an actual real-life relationship, not sure. But to win the show, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can see them actually, like, staying together for, like, years. I don't know if I can see. I think they're just too similar. They've both got too much ego. They've both got too much pride. They would clash like this.
I mean, for me, like, I don't think they would be together right now if they were on the outside world, because, like, I think Davide probably... It's taken him, like, a little while to rebuild the trust, and it's probably still not fully rebuilt. But, I don't think he would have, like, entertained it a second time unless it was in that environment.
He said it. He was like, if this was like, if we weren't in here, there's no way. In to quote Davide, the train passes through the station once. That was his quote. But obviously, that's the thing about Love Island. Maybe that is why the beauty of it, in the sense of the show. Actually, in a situation where your pride and your ego would just be like, cool, I'll just never see that person again, block their number, that's it. You're forced to be in an environment, and you know. The connection is obviously there. They obviously have chemistry. There's obviously something real there. Like, so I guess time will tell. And I think, Charlie's right. If it was in the real world, he wouldn't have given her a second chance. Because, you know, she did, like, you know, go and lips Jay on the balcony and come down and be like, Davide, make me food. It was a bit muggy.
I think it's also Davide's definitely someone who's got, like, quite a big pride.
Oh, massively.
And, you know what, Mediterranean man. You know what, though? Like, I think it's good that they've had their second chance.
Me too.
I think, you know, they had a really good date just before we left, and it seems like there is a real connection there. So, like, hopefully they do stay strong. And it seems like, having seen all the cast of stuff, that they actually, like, probably will stick together. So, great. That's so good for them.
Like, I feel like there's going to be a really, like, quite a, like, adorable moment when if Ekin comes back alone and Davide is standing on his own.
I think that's actually going to be quite adorable.
It depends on how Ekin feels about Davide doing smooching in Casa. It just all depends on how she feels about that.
What was Ekin doing in the bed with that guy?
I didn't fully understand that because she was like...
Antigone and I were talking about this earlier on.
Who's Antigone?
Antags.
You don't need to know. I could not breathe. Oh my god.
Sorry, Antags. You know what? I couldn't get your name right for like the first 4 days I knew, and I've just swung back to it.
He's gone back. He's fine.
Anyway.
I used to wipe my head with a towel. This is too funny. Oh my gosh, Antigone, you are hilarious. Right, sorry, proceed.
I lost my train of thought now. You guys just cracked me up. No, Antigone and I were talking about... Yeah. What was it? What were we just talking about?
Davide.
Oh, you know, the touchy-feely in the
Sorry,
we were talking about this earlier on.
My hands were there, and we were doing up, like, touchy-touchy.
So we were talking about this earlier on, and I thought they just, like, maybe had a spoon, but you were thinking that they did some more.
No, I feel like it was like, okay, this is how I read it.
Okay.
That there was touching over underwear.
But then, remember, she got...
Over underwear? How did you... Like,
no, but no,
because he said her hands were like there, and I mean, I watched this at 7 in the morning.
Yeah,
but
it could have just been
morning,
like this,
so
like a hug
wrong.
Or something. Ooh, what the fuck was that?
No, but guys, remember when she got up and she said, "We're friends." Did you see that part?
Yeah.
So she, at least she's still thought about Davide maybe and backed away.
She was like, no.
She was like, yeah, and then she said no. So, you know, she was resisting temptation. Was Davide resisting temptation?
I feel like Davide wasn't even tempted by Coco. I just think she really laid it on him.
And he just did it for
banter. And was basically like, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. And then he was like, all right.
Yeah.
And then he felt nothing and it was it. Yeah. I don't think that was anything deep at all.
Yeah.
I think
she went and lipped Andrew 5 minutes later anyway, so I don't think it was deep down.
I think all in all, Davide has been like pretty like, it's pretty clear that he's not like hugely interested in anyone in Castramore. So, in the main villa with the new girls. So.
Yeah, fine. What were we thinking about Tasha and Andrew?
Just a quick one, this mug is so great. Every time I sip on it, I'm like, I got the tea.
You've got the tea.
Yeah, they aren't bad. But you have to fill them up every 2 seconds.
Yeah, you can keep filling, guys. Keep filling.
Yeah, I will.
Andrew, I feel really sad for Andrew. Andrew's genuinely such a lovely, sweet boy.
He's crying.
And he was crying yesterday. And it was really sad to see. And I think that, like, the girls... The Castlemore girls have got in his head because they were playing dirty. And they said, oh, you look like a mug. And I don't think he did look like a mug. And I think that was really kind of out of order for them to do that.
Mm.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of like influenced a lot of his decision making in Castlemore. And I feel like he just kind of doesn't really know what to do because he obviously probably still likes Tash.
The thing is, though, the girls can say that, but none of the boys have said, like, no, mate, that's not true. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they don't know how it's being perceived. Like, them saying that has made him
That's
feel like...
That's a very big thing to say. Because imagine, you lot will know what it's like being in there. You don't know what's going on the outside world.
No,
and people come in and say you're basically made to look like a twat on TV.
Yeah. But what I mean is, like, obviously, the girls have said that, but none of the boys have like, gone to Andrew and been like, look, maybe you just need to think about how they're going to put across their
I
point.
Think the boys are in their own world. They're doing their own thing right now.
Maybe they have, though. You know, because you know you don't see everything. But, like,
yeah.
I think if, you know, when you're in there, you're in this weird bubble and you have no idea what's going on outside.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, for example, I'll give you an example of something. When I came in, so obviously you're not meant to tell people what's been going on outside and what you've seen on the show. So with the whole, which we didn't, but with the whole kissing on the balcony with Ekansu and Jay...
Mm.
We didn't know that they didn't know they crawled. So we knew that they'd seen the kiss, but I thought they knew that they'd crawled on the balcony and it was whatever.
Yeah.
So I gave that away by accident. So I said to Jay, oh, I didn't rate that whole crawling thing. If you're going to kiss someone, you should do it with your chest. So everyone else was like, oh my God, you guys crawled. Da, da, da. And then the next day, I think he came to you and was like, oh, like, did I look like an idiot for the crawling thing?
Yeah, he was
and
like...
So that's
that must
how
be
can
really
worm
hard.
In your head.
Yeah, it must be difficult.
Because you sit there and you're like... Oh my God, like,
how did I come across?
You suddenly realize, oh my God, I'm being watched by loads of people.
Yeah.
So if a group of girls all come in and they're like, you look like a mug, he's thinking, oh my God, the whole of the country thinks I'm a mug.
Mm.
And that's going to be really hard to like not believe without somebody fixing it.
And that's why I don't think they'll get back together. I think he's just like, nope, you made me look like a mug on national TV. I've got the tea. The girls have told me I'm going to proceed with someone else. So I think Tasha and Andrew are probably just done out here.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What were we thinking of Paige and Jax?
Paige and Jax. So I actually thought they were going to be the couple to win before the last two episodes of Love Island.
What changed your
mind? Obviously, Jax has been a little naughty boy the last episode. But, I mean, I still think they'll get back together. But, I mean... It's a tough one. Obviously.
I'm not seeing the vision.
Because when you're in there, they're actually so good.
Like, they're so
really
cute.
Really genuine. Yeah.
Like, he was always so sweet with her. The way he would look at her, it was literally like, oh, my God, this guy's in love with her.
What?
Like, this is the thing that you do. I think them two have had a bit of, like, an unfair... Like, you haven't really seen what they're like as a couple.
Yeah.
They're really, really, really strong.
They're very good together, yeah.
They would spend hours just sitting there talking, the two of them.
Wow.
Touchy-feely the whole time. Really, really, like, genuine. She was like, oh, my God, I'm, like, scared. Like, I feel like I'm actually really feeling something for him. And vice versa, I think he... So... I really love Jax. He's actually really lovely, despite the press and everything that's been going on and whatever. Jax is really lovely. I will say that wholeheartedly. But I think he's let himself down a bit in this Castlemore situation. I really think he has.
Crazy. Now, obviously, Danica and Jay, this is just like
a
field day.
Yeah,
no, but this is a Castlemore.
They're a definite stick, aren't they?
This is a field day for them right now, obviously. Danica and, is it Danica and Josh?
Yeah.
Those two are
I'm very happy for Danica on that.
Yeah, me too.
We were chatting about this earlier. Obviously, she came in and she's been like, you know, trying to get to know quite a few different people and like going for it, but missing a few times.
And she's finally
found someone that she's like really getting on with, and it's like nice to see. So.
Yeah, and he was just on to her, and that's nice. Like,
I
love that for her. I think that, like, they aesthetically, they look gorgeous together. I think they really they complement each other.
Yeah.
And the vibes just seem nice, and it's nice to see Danica, who's normally quite like extroverted, confident, like whatever. She's still got that, but you can see that she's like a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
She's a bit sweet, and I like to see that
and
side of her.
I feel like she's having the proper Love Island experience now, isn't she?
For sure, for sure. And I'm genuinely like, I'm really happy for her.
It's almost probably nicer for her as well, because she's had that like weight where she's been like on the edge as well. So
I'm
really happy for her.
Yeah, wow. And Jay and China, right?
Jay and China, that also looks very good.
Looks very good. I'm happy for them.
Like, I don't know, I don't see it that much, to be honest.
Do you not?
I don't know if I'm
I kind of agree with you on that.
You know,
not that
I'm not
much,
feeling
no.
the vibes there. Like, as in, I think it's like, maybe they're the best of, like, she fancies them the most out of the boys, he fancies them the most out of the girls, but I don't see that being, like, a real thing, personally.
No.
I don't know why, they just don't seem compatible to me.
I don't know.
But like, Jay's just having a good time, isn't he?
Yeah.
He himself wasn't with anyone, so just let the guy live his best life.
But I might be wrong.
Do you know what I mean?
I might be wrong, because you only see snippets too. They're like,
Jay also's top bloke. Like, absolutely love him. Like, he's like the nicest guy you'll ever meet. Like, great, great guy. So, yeah, I'm happy he's found someone as well. Mm. I don't know where it's going to go, but it looks like it could be, like, good for those two.
And we are back, as you know, on every single episode. I asked my guests, what's your biggest ick? Antigone, Charlie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cool, let's do this.
Always ready.
If the boy is shorter than you, or if the girl is taller than you, and I know you're tall.
Do you know what it is? Nothing against girls being taller than their boyfriends. It's just not my portion.
Why is it not your portion?
Why is that with so many girls? Like, I don't think I've ever met a girl that will go out with a guy that's taller.
For me personally, I'm like, you know, quite like I train. I'm not like a super petite girl. Like, I'm, you know, so for
hold on,
me,
so you training doesn't mean that they
let me explain.
Yeah.
So I need to be, I would like to be with a guy that makes me feel like all cute and petite and feminine. Like, I like that feeling. So I just, do you know what I mean?
So you're saying a short guy wouldn't make you feel feminine?
If he's smaller than me, then I'm just going to feel like I'm not like all cute and like small and you can't pick me up and throw me around. You know?
I think that's like a pretty common thing for girls.
Yeah, I want to wear really high heels as well and still feel small. Like,
you are very tall in those high heels though.
That's what I mean. I wear like my big heels.
Yeah.
So
like,
I can't
like
be
really
there like
tall.
With my boyfriend, like, hello. Like, no, just can't.
Now, if you met a girl who was taller than you and you're tall.
You know what? I haven't actually ever met a girl that's taller than me. So
you're
don't,
very tall.
So don't write it off.
Yeah, but you wouldn't write it off.
No, I wouldn't write it off. I mean, I don't discriminate. So yeah.
I mean, look, if I met somebody who was like,
now you're like, hold on, I don't discriminate either. No, sis, you said what you said.
No, I said what I said. I said what I said, and I stick by it. I'm just saying, if I met somebody and we were sat down and I was like, this is like, this guy is like my soulmate, and then he said I was short, I wouldn't like write it off. It's just not my preference.
Sounds like you would, Antigone.
All
right, sounds
fine.
Like
maybe
you
would. I would.
Do you know what? Sometimes you need to meet the person though. Sometimes you need to get a vibe.
Yeah.
That
always,
sometimes
always.
That could be it. You never know. You're
right,
like, oh, actually.
So, okay, Antigone, how about this? You've got your dream man in all aspects, apart from his height.
How tall is he?
He's. I'd say he's like 4 inches shorter than
Hold on. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
What if he was 5'?
What if he was 5'2"?
No.
Just go back to my original statement.
Yeah.
This is not my portion. And listen, there's plenty of petite girls who are small. Like, and that's, you know, that's it. Like, you know. Oh, don't drag me, please.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
It's fair enough.
A lot of my female friends have that same opinion, and that's...
So I've got big legs.
Almost every girl I know has that opinion, literally. Yeah. I don't think I've ever met a girl that, like, would go for a guy that's shorter than them. Mm.
All right, cool. So you go on a date with someone, and maybe 2 days later, you get on the train, and you see them sleeping, and there's, like, saliva dripping out of their mouth.
Okay, so...
And that's your second time seeing them after you've gone on a date with them. Is that an ick, yes or no?
Well, the thing is, whether that's a nick or not will determine to me how much I'm feeling the person. Me and my best friend always say, a person that you really like will be doing things that normally would give you the ick, and it won't give you the ick. So it's like, if you're really feeling that guy, I'd be there like, oh, bless him, cute.
No,
but then if, do you know what I mean?
It's the lava dripping out of his mouth. What's cute about that?
I know, but
that comes a bit later, though, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's not like saying that.
It doesn't come straight away after this.
Like, if someone's doing that when you initially date them, you're a bit like, come on.
I mean, I'm going to be a bit like, oh. But then I guess if that all is like, I don't want to see them again. Then, yeah,
no, but sometimes icks aren't just like, I don't want to completely never see you again. It's like, oh, okay, I've stepped back.
No.
I've taken the slightest step back, but it's fine. I'll kind of see what else is to unfold.
Oh, you see, I disagree. I think the ick is a terminal disease.
Really?
Yeah. I think once you get the ick, there is no
going back.
Yeah, but
there's a difference between the ick and the ick.
No, there's a difference
between
someone being a bit
icky
and getting the ick. Once you've got the ick, like, it's a death sentence.
Oh, no, the
ick's
a done deal, isn't it?
It's done. Like, you can't. Like, once you have that feeling of, like, do you remember that year in Love Island? I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But when she was like, she quite so clearly had the ick with him. And I think it might have been Marcel. I can't remember. She was like, go, get off.
Yeah.
Once you get that feeling, I just think there's no going back.
Wow. And what about you? If you saw a girl you'd gone on a date with two nights before and she's literally on the train, passed out, sleeping, and the saliva dripping down her mouth, is that all right with you? Is that?
I mean, it's not ideal. it's definitely not ideal. But I mean, I probably wouldn't write it off initially.
So it's icky, but not the ick for you.
Yeah. It's probably not the ick.
Yeah.
I feel like right now, my voice sounding like Phil Mitchell is icky because my throat is getting worse and worse by the day. And like,
that's fine. It's showbiz. It's husky.
Husky.
Yeah, but I started husky. I was husky when I was 7. Right now, it's just...
Your next track, you're going
to
be singing like bass.
Your next track, you're going to sound like Giggs.
Yeah,
you do a collab of Giggs.
Literally, like Rick. I'm going to start doing Rick Ross's ad-libs. Fuck's sake.
Literally, cool. Another one. And this has happened to me. It's the funniest. Well, it's not funny at the time. So you are going on a date with someone, and let's just say that they've told you that they are 29. And when you get to the bar, you know, sometimes when you give your ID and then the age comes up on the screen.
Yeah.
And on the screen, it now says 25 and they've told you that they're 29.
I don't fuck with liars. No, I said
you don't play about.
Lying for me is like, I literally can't. Once I clock that somebody's a liar, I literally can. I'll never trust them. So that's actually a done deal.
But what would you do in that moment? Because it's like, how would you react in that moment?
I'd be like, what the fuck? You're 25. You told me you're 29, and then I'd be like, bye, and I'd dip.
Charlie?
Yes. I mean, like, I'm the same. Like, if someone's lying to you like that, it's just a bit weird. Like, why wouldn't you just be straight up about it?
Yeah.
What about you, mate?
Yeah, what about you?
That actually happened to me. I was the person.
You were the person.
You lied. Okay.
Yeah.
See you later.
I was the person. Yeah. And you know when you go out and you don't think, all right, you know, number one, it was a provisional, so that was even off brand for me because I had my green provisional. Number two.
Wait, how old were you at the time?
I think I was like 21, and I think I was saying that I was like 23 or something like that. Just to big myself up.
Thing is, I guess it depends how deep you are in it.
What was the age gap between you and...
Because the guy was a bit older, so he was like 27-ish. I thought, I'm mature, I'm whatever. My age bit it out.
How did he find out?
He found out on the screen there and then, but it was...
Oh, okay, so literally as he's gone.
It was silent until the end and we never spoke again, so I think that was...
See, there you go.
Yeah, so that inspired my ick today meme, Paul. That inspired it. Cool, another one. If you go to the gym with a guy you're talking to, maybe you're both fitness freaks, you're both like working out together, and he says, you know, I can bench my body weight, and let's just say his body weight's like... 82 kg? Okay.
Is that a big
Very specific.
Yeah, I'm just guessing. I'm just kidding. 82?
Yeah.
And then he's trying to, and then he just fails. And he just keeps, he can't lift it. How does that make you feel in that moment? Like, do you feel, and if he was boasting about it, and then he now
that's
can't
what
do
would,
it.
That's what would put me off. If he couldn't, like, lift too badly.
I think
that would be, if he was sitting there being like, yeah, I can do this, I can do that.
Yeah,
and then you can't, that's the icky part. But I wouldn't, like, judge because he can't lift super heavy. Like, that's not really a thing.
Also, like, that chat is lame as fuck.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what
But guys, you know guys do that, though.
Yeah.
Guys are like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this.
That's more like boys to each other, like, do you know what I mean? Rather than to a girl. I can do this.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, talking to a girl about how much you can lift in the gym is a bit...
It happens, but you know that it will happen. It can happen.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't experienced it. I guess, yeah. I don't do it anyway.
As long as he can lift heavier than me.
Oh, you're missing out with this one, you know. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
You're missing out. You remember, you're missing out, you are.
Listen, he's a good guy.
Wait, hold on. Before we proceed with X, can I just say... Those girls in there, they didn't know what they were missing with you, you know. Like, good energy, good vibes.
Oh, my God, Charlie's the best energy and good vibes. Literally.
They didn't know what they were missing.
This is why I like it.
He's
like,
on the market, everybody.
I am indeed.
Charlie is available. If you see, DM him, hit him up.
Yeah, like he said earlier, if you want to date Charlie, hit me up. We're arranging a double date. So.
This double date thing going on.
Yeah.
Exactly, cool. Last ick for talking to someone and they just use too many emojis. Like, literally, you say one little small joke and there's like 15 laughing out loud crying emojis.
It'd be a bit like, just calm down.
Yeah, it's like, relax.
Relax. Like, why are you shouting?
Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
No, but you know when it's like, oh my gosh, don't do this. You were so good looking, don't do this.
I like energy though. I don't mind a young emoji.
Yeah,
like,
maybe two or whatever, but not, relax.
So do you guys never, like, sometimes when you can't be bothered to write a full message, you just reply with an emoji?
Yeah, but
15, Charlie. 15.
Yeah, okay, maybe too much. Yeah,
we're talking like a row.
Yeah, but I have
an icky emoji.
What?
What's that?
I can't deal within the guy when a boy uses the monkey emoji. No, like the little like cute monkey emoji. It's like, no, that gives me
Sorry, you're saying. Yeah,
that's so cringe. I don't know, it just makes me
Why did you say aubergine? Do you use aubergine when you do you send the aubergine emoji to
people? He just slides in the DM of an aubergine
Do
emoji.
You?
No.
He goes, do you want to see mine? And
nah, that's bad. That's I don't do that, no. You're making me out to sound like some sort of creep. You're supposed to be my fucking wingman.
I am done.
I'm joking. He doesn't do that.
Cool.
No, I might do that.
We're gonna play a game. I used to play this all the time in university. Mm. Never have I ever.
Love it.
Okay, let's do it.
And if you have done it, you drink. Has everyone got their drinks?
Yeah, I've got my drink.
Well, I might have to top mine up just a little bit.
I got my tea.
Cool. Right, is it just me or is it very hot in here?
It is. The studio lights are cray, isn't it?
Wow.
Maybe it's you two. It's the energy.
Maybe.
Stop trying to play Cupid. I'm just saying that I was here for it. As a viewer, I was here for it.
Yeah, I mean, like... It's not what you want it to be. We're just friends.
I'm actually really glad though. Like, I feel like, and even us leaving together, I feel like we've like formed a really nice friendship.
Yeah.
Like,
it's been nice.
It's been really nice.
Thank you, mate.
Fine. Cool. Never have I ever told someone that I was interested in them when I wasn't. Maybe because you might have felt bad or you just didn't want out their feelings.
Nah, for me, I'm always straight up. If I don't like someone, I'm just like, look, this isn't gonna work.
Yeah, same.
I think I've done that before.
you do.
But it's not necessarily telling someone you're interested, but it's like leading on a conversation where it doesn't need to go there, but I just don't want to end it because I feel quite bad.
You know what?
Being too nice sometimes is actually more cruel.
Yeah, I agree. You know. I'd rather somebody said to me, you know what, like, I'm just not feeding it, than just that waste my time.
Yeah.
Cool. Never have I ever been disloyal to a partner or someone who I'm dating heavily.
I haven't.
What do you mean by disloyal? Cheating?
Yeah.
No, I haven't cheated. No.
It could be cheating, kissing, talking to someone else.
Kissing is cheating. You just said cheating, kissing.
all of it, everything in one, everything mixed in one.
No, I actually haven't.
No, not a girlfriend, no. But I mean, if you're seeing someone, it's like a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Depends what the rules
cheating,
are.
In my opinion, is the bottom of the pit. Power, I don't even allow my friends to cheat. Well, not that I can't stop them from cheating, but if I see a friend cheating, I'm going to get onto them and say, look, you can't do that.
No, I agree.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's just like, why not? Just be single.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have, no, but have people, the balls
people
to
like
just
to
say
have their cake and eat it too. Some people like to have, like,
it's
company
cowardly.
All the time.
I see it as very cowardly cheating.
But you know what? Some people are in relationships because they're lonely, not because they love the person.
Yeah.
Ooh, don't even get me started, boys.
It's about to get deep. But it's true. Like, and the thing is, it's that, yeah, you can't, like, I just think, for me, why cheating is so bad is because, imagine, like, I could never have my man look like a fool. So, you know when you walk into a room and, like...
I wish men thought like that.
Yeah, but they... So, I mean, you know, I imagine walking into a room with my boyfriend. My worst nightmare would be that some girls over there are thinking, oh, I feel really sorry for her man's like X, Y, and Z. Like, no, you just, it's just, don't let that person, don't let me look like a fool. It's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
I can never do that to someone I love. Really,
like,
never.
And a maturity thing as well. Like,
yeah, it is immature.
Yeah, like if you're cheating, like, look, a lot of people actually cheat like in their like teens or whatever. But like if you cheat
as an adult,
you cheat as a grown adult, that is just not on. You cannot do that.
Off like, brand.
Yeah.
I want you not to throw me a never have I ever.
All right, okay.
Okay, never have I ever had a threesome.
Hold on. Let's define.
I think it's pretty clear.
Wait, let's define.
Sounds like you have, mate.
Just sip and drink.
Let me close my eyes, my boy. Fine. Antigone?
What?
I never have ever.
Oh, okay. Never have I ever ghosted someone.
Oh, I've been ghosted. I'm not here for it.
No.
Oh, wait. Define ghosting.
Like, isn't okay? Say you've told somebody, like, this doesn't count as ghosting. If you've said to them, I'm not interested, and then they keep going, and then you're like, right, I need to just air you now. That's fine. But I mean, just literally out of the blue, stop chatting to somebody and just don't speak to them. Don't give them an explanation.
No.
Okay, like, but this is wait. No.
Yeah, man.
But does this include like apps and stuff?
No, like, I mean, I'm talking about say, okay.
Isn't it you're actually dating?
And you've started dating someone, you met them in person.
No, I'm not.
You've
about put
like
life,
one,
no.
two dates.
I think, yeah. That is just not on. So but I think a lot of people do that on a dating app, obviously.
Yeah, but that's because you've not like even. I'm talking about someone that you've had a real, like, you know, something with, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, never have I ever got down and jiggy in a public place. This could be park, private toilet, something like that. Woo, we'd be sipping our tea.
I mean, I was in a 9-year relationship, so.
Yeah, where you can just. You're just comfortable doing it wherever.
What? Does that make it more.
No, but I'm saying it's like.
I'd say the other way.
No, but it's
surely,
like
what?
We had a lot of time to do lots of different things.
Yeah, to explore
to
different things.
To make things more adventurous.
Yeah, and also.
Like,
we were so
why
young
not?
When we got back together.
No.
When we first got together, like. We didn't really have somewhere to go, so.
Okay.
No, were you. How old were you?
When I first got together with my ex. Well, we got to, I think I was like, when we, oh my God, this is all getting very personal. I was like in my teens, you know. I was young.
Exactly. And when you're a teenager, you're not bringing them around your yard for your family to be shouted at you.
So
you're going to random places.
Yeah.
And you might not have the money for a hotel.
Exactly.
So you'll be getting jiggy out here, wherever, whenever.
Exactly.
Okay. Never have I ever looked at my friend's partner and found them attractive.
Oh, you're allowed to do that with anyone, though, aren't you?
No, what do you mean I found them attractive? As in, like...
I found, like
as in, like,
many
thought,
people
thought they were, like...
Yeah, as in, looked at them, thought they were attractive, and maybe even tried to talk to them in that way.
Oh, no, I mean, never did.
Not in
as
that
soon
way,
as somebody's
no.
at one of my friend's partners, they instantly get put into, like
friend
bro
zone.
Category.
Really?
And I just, like, even if, say, I met them on a night out, and they would be my type, I just would never even allow my mind to
I feel
them.
Like if I have a friend who has a partner who I find attractive,
yeah,
I'll still want them to be attractive in my mind, but I'm gonna have to kind of like try and friend zone them. But sometimes if they're too attractive, they're too attractive.
No,
but let's be honest.
Yeah.
If someone
yeah.
is
attractive,
really attractive,
I can look at someone and be like, they're really handsome, or that, you know, they're good looking, but I would never like sit there and be like, oh, like. Mm.
But the issue is the nights out. It's when you are out and then whatever.
Woo. I just haven't.
I'm the same as you. I just draw a line there and I just like don't even go past.
Yeah,
that.
Like as in even if it was like if I was to sit there and maybe deep it, maybe I could, but I just won't even sit there and deep it.
I just don't let myself go there.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Loyalty on point. Come
good.
On.
Good morals.
Yeah.
We like the loyalty.
Mm. What about you, mate? It sounds like.
Sounds like
it
you
might
you
be.
No, but I mean, I made it clear.
Yeah.
I found a friend's partner attractive,
yeah.
never ever spoken to them in that way or pursued because I know that would be disrespectful. And
okay.
I am a very good guy.
Okay, never have I ever lied to get out of a date.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely lied.
Yeah.
Quite like, as in while you're on the date, like,
quite recently, actually.
Quite recently. Oh, yeah, talk us through it.
Hold on, when you say get out, you mean.
Like, as in you're out with them, you're like, I need to get the fuck out of here, I'm so bored, or this is just terrible.
Like, I'm the worst at that.
Yeah.
I am the worst. I'll just be like, you know what? This is the one line I use all the time. I can't believe I'm exposing this. I'll try to, you know what? I've just come out of a relationship. I can't do this. It's not right.
You come with the drama.
And they're like, you okay? You okay? And I'm like, look, I just can't do this.
Oh my God.
It's me. It's not you. I've just come out of a relationship. I just feel like I shouldn't be dating so soon. It's not right.
Oh my God, you don't even go for the classic, like, text your friend.
No.
Call me in 5 minutes and tell me there's an emergency and I need to come.
No,
home.
But the issue is, do you know what's happened to me before? I've been catfished, you know. Yeah, you know when you meet people on dating apps and you see them like, this is not for me. So what I would do is I will allow it to proceed. Yeah. Like, okay, I might give it, I'm a people's person, so I might give it like, maybe a 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't look like I'm leaving straight away.
Yeah.
To be polite, because I'm still quite polite, even if I've been catfished.
Yeah.
Then when it gets like 40 minutes, I just be like, look, like, it's me. Like, it's not feeling right. I can't be dating so soon. I've got to go.
For me, I mean, I would just be straight up from the beginning. I'd just be like, look, I don't think this is really like...
Well, like midday, mid-dinner.
No,
like,
it's too awkward. No, you've got to be... It's just too awkward. You can't just do that.
Come on.
Think about it. It's just too awkward.
Is it not better to just be straight up, though?
Yeah, but you can be straight up after. You can...
Yeah.
You can time yourself 45 minutes here, and then I'm gone.
I guess it's a bit deep when you're literally saying, like, you don't look like... as good as you do in your photos.
You cannot say that to someone.
But like, if it's like a full-on catfish where they don't even look anything like it and it's completely wrong, completely legit to do it straight away.
That's happened to me before.
All right,
there was
so
one time when
you,
I met someone and
surely,
the pictures that person had was younger, and when I met them in real life, they looked like, they were like 45.
Wow.
And I was like, hold on, unless you've sent me a picture of your child?
See, this is why I don't do dating that thing really.
You sipped your tea quickly.
It's like I've only actually ever been on one date through, like, I had one app for a little bit.
But apps are the ghetto, man.
Oh, did you not get on any of the dating apps?
No, I was like on like Raya for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went on one date. My thing is,
did you enjoy Raya? What was
Raya
it like?
Raya is.
Who did you see? Who did you talk to?
I'll tell you when the mics are.
No, what's the tea?
There's some mad people that like are connected with.
Yeah.
But for me, this is the thing that I've been saying from the beginning, is that I can see somebody and think they're so handsome.
Yeah.
And meet them in real life and the vibe's not there.
Mm.
So honestly, for me, attraction is like mannerisms, character,
yeah,
vibe. So you can't get that off a dating app. I've like met somebody off social media that I've known I'm attracted to because I watched their like live videos and like videos of them, and then I could get
moving,
their vibe.
Moving, talking, vibes,
yeah, exactly,
energy,
yeah,
all of it.
Because like similarly, there could be a guy who maybe isn't conventionally the most attractive person, but I think he's so sexy because of his like energy and vibes, and that is my type, like somebody is that.
Yeah.
And I can't get that from a screen and a picture.
Mm.
So that's why I find those things hard, because I don't want to go and like spend, I'm busy, man. I don't have time to go and meet somebody and spend an evening. Like, I'm going to get there in the first 5 minutes because I'm not feeling this person. I've got to be polite for an hour.
Yeah.
Whew, we have gone through it today.
Yeah, we have.
Not doing therapy at the end of this interview.
I know.
But look, Antigone, Charlie, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
No, thank you.
Next up,
we'll be back.
Next up is cocktails.
Literally, next up, cocktails. We'll be back next week with all the drama and gossip. See you there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.